Let's talk about playoff Jimmy, shall we? Is he the most fun to watch among those types of players when he starts feeling it?
You know, I'm getting torn. I think as I watch more and more basketball, I have different levels of appreciation for different skill sets of different individuals. Like watching Nikola Jokic to me is one of the best things I enjoy doing, just because his skill set is so different, and everybody else finds it to be boring. So almost in a way, it makes me as more the person that goes against like the standard of what everybody else is doing all the time. Like I've learned to really enjoy his game. And I think there's a lot of it, even though he's 2-time MVP, it feels like it's undervalued. People still don't give it the recognition that it deserves. So I don't know. Like, I just find myself watching and appreciating him way more than other players in the league, because it doesn't get the same kind of attention, nor the highlights all over SportsCenter.
No question about it. But watching Butler do his thing last night was, you can tell, man, the adrenaline that was going through that dude was next level. And he basically single-handedly put the Bucks on the brink of elimination. If Giannis is not 100%, does that team look cooked to you?
They don't. They don't. And it's the thing that, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sitting there looking at this Miami team, and I get that this has been a season in which, you know, they've had injuries and they battled, kind of been in that in-between space. They haven't made some additions. And you get Zeller, you get Kevin Love in March, and they add some additional pieces. But they're still down their third leading scorer in Tyler Hero, who is their spark. And, you know, them losing Victor Oladipo, and I still feel like half their team is there's value there, and I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, I still look at the team as in the Milwaukee Bucks top to bottom, and I believe that they can win 3 games in a row. I do believe that they are the more complete team. And, you know, 2 of those 3 games are back at home in Milwaukee. You get one on the road. I'm still a fervent believer that the Bucks are the better team. And I will be until they get beat.
I'm with you. I picked them to win the title. So I do. And I didn't pick Miami to escape the play-in tournament. I picked them to go out. Here's the thing about me. I don't know. The Bucks just kind of went away in the fourth quarter last night. They had a double-digit lead. And all of a sudden, the freight train was coming, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Well, the thing that really bothers me about the whole thing, though, is that they didn't throw any kind of layer of coverage at Jimmy Butler. So I'm looking at Coach Bud saying, are we gonna give him a multitude of looks? Are we gonna give him a 2-man front? We're gonna give him double team looks? Like what is the actual strategy on what we got going on? So I think that's the thing that's frustrating about it. Ultimately, it's like, you know, I know that his numbers were great when Jrue Holiday was guarding him, but I also would like to see the Defensive Player of the Year in Giannis stop the one guy who gave you 56 points in the game and 21 points in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left to go. I mean, it's not like he's played the whole fourth quarter. He played 8 minutes and 11 seconds in the fourth and gave them 21 points, and it was midi game. It was ISOs. And I'm just looking at the team saying, okay, like, this is a guy who's won a world championship. This is granted coming off back injury. I need to see more. I think we're going to get more in game 5. And then game 6 is all these are must-win games. I think we'll see a different Milwaukee Bucks team.
How much Jay Williams is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. LeBron doesn't play the I'm going to go back at you game very often. I don't know if he's doing it in this series, but how much extra do you think LeBron has for Dylan Brooks?
I mean, he proved it last night. I found myself at him last night. I was in my hotel room in the city because I work late. It being like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, knowing I had to get up 3 hours later to go to work, just in awe. Like, not trying to break down the game, not trying to think about coming to work and, you know, what's going to be my headline statement, but just watching in sheer awe of a guy that is 3 years younger than me, 38 years old, still dominating NBA games on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Blocking shots, taking charges. And the one thing that I know is that the Lakers a lot this year have been the model of inconsistency, right? Mm-hmm. Like they have games where they have their foot on the gas, and then it feels like the next game, instead of having even more sense of urgency, they take their foot off the gas and they stomp on the brake. And last night felt like one of those games. AD, is he going to check out with a hip injury? D'Lo couldn't really make shots early. Dennis Schroeder, couldn't put the ball in the ocean. And all of a sudden, D'Lo made three critical threes down the stretch. And then next thing you know, LeBron James doesn't defer, but he takes it all the way to the rock. And by the way, the degree of difficulty on that shot, I challenge anybody, try to have a running layup at full force. And as your momentum's taking you underneath the basket, lay the ball softly off the top of the box and see if you can, see how many shots you can make in a row. That's one of the most difficult shots as it relates to a layup package. So I just appreciate the aggressiveness, and I appreciate witnessing greatness because, frankly, that's what we're watching.
You know, it's funny because, as you mentioned it, I thought the same thing. As LeBron went down the lane, I was thinking, where's the help coming from? Why did the help leave? But because LeBron has a history of just making the right basketball play, and a kick out to an open shooter at the wing would have been the right basketball play last night. But Lakers didn't have to win last night. A 2-2 series, the Lakers are still in good shape because they proved they can win in Memphis. But he decided, know what? This is going to be me tonight. And
by the way, the weak side help did come over. He's the defensive player of the year. Adam is Jaren Jackson. And he beat Tillman off the dribble. So, I mean, it's like you beat a 6'10 player off the dribble, and then you face another 6'10 plus player who's a defensive player of the year who can block shots from the weak side. Like, that's a 10 on degree of difficulty.
all right, real quick to a couple of other series here. By the way, you say you watched as a fan a little bit of as of just admiring that last night. Do you allow yourself to watch as a fan anymore, like a real fan, have a rooting interest?
Yeah, I always do. I think I've stopped probably about 3 or 4 years ago. You know, when you come into media, people tell you you need to be a certain way.
Right.
And then you become a master to everyone, which is not the way to live your life. Right. So, you know, I try to look at things as objective as possible when I'm talking basketball. But, I mean, I do have biases, right? There are certain styles of players that I appreciate more than others. Like, I am built from the Coach K. I'm competitive at everything I do. That translates into Kobe Bryant. So when I see players who have talent who lack the determination or will to get themselves over the hump, it bothers me. It bothers me when I see players chirp and then they can be respectful or classy in the way they chirp, but then all of a sudden when they lose, i.e. Dylan Brooks, I get pissed off. No, you have to own the loss just as much as you have to own the win. We're there through good times and bad. So there are certain behaviors and ways to go about the game that I just appreciate more so than others.
It's interesting. So you say you like watching Jokic play for his unusual skill set. Who do you really want to watch play? Like, is there a player that, I'm going to check that guy out?
So Jokic is one of them. I think my favorite player to watch is probably Dame. Because it's.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
It's different, Adam, because first off, I'm on an island by myself, right? Everybody wants me to go somewhere else, and we'll see what ends up happening with that. But there's been a push back against the status quo. Like, I am not, if we were going somewhere and I'm walking by myself and I see 50 people running. Like, I'm not the person just to start running. I'm the person that, what is happening? I might be taking a step backwards slowly, but I'm assessing, looking at what are people running away from so I can make my own evaluation. And for me, frankly, that's why I appreciate Dame. It's like in the world we live in where everybody's telling you, well, you need to do it this way. Like, this is how we win championships. I'm watching him say, no, there are other ways that I want people to view legacy. Here's how I view my legacy and what's meaningful to me. So the game speaks for itself, but it's more the mentality and approach that I appreciate more than anything.
Yeah, it is remarkable that, I mean, Portland missed out on everything this year, and Dame's like, no, man, this is where I want to be. So I give him tons of credit for being that guy. I know there are people who will look at it in a nefarious way, that he doesn't want to win. I think he does. I think he wants to win there. I think he wants to give that a go. All right, Golden State won both games at home. They got Draymond Green back. I kind of feel like Sacramento missed their opportunity in game three, but maybe not. Maybe the Warriors just can't win on the road. How do you see that?
I mean, more importantly, De'Aaron Fox with the fractured finger. That's a big thing.
That's bad. Yeah.
That's a really big thing. I said I thought game three was a must win for Sacramento. People looked at me as if I was crazy because they thought that had to be a must win for Golden State. But I also alluded to the fact that a must win for Sac meant that without Draymond Green, it was a moment in which they could put a stranglehold on the series. And I just felt like if the Golden State Warriors won that game, that would inevitably lead to more of a momentum swing. And that's what that team needs, right? They need momentum. I mean, Wiggins was a shot away from winning games. So it's like the game's being so close, and now with De'Aaron Fox with a hand injury, I just feel like I expect a more experienced team to win those games. And Kevon Looney has been special. And I give Draymond Green a lot of credit. You know, a lot of players, when they come back from injury, Adam, as starters, there's a lot of ego at stake. So regardless of how it happened, now Draymond tells the side of the story that he told head coach Steve Kerr that he wanted to come off the bench. But, you know, game three, when a guy has 20 rebounds and 9 assists, that style is working. And Draymond recognized that. And those are the type of plays and moves that are made throughout series that inevitably lead to champions. And we could be finding ourselves talking about Golden State back in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, we absolutely could. Golden State and the Lakers in the second round of the playoffs could
be
absolutely amazing. Do you think the Bucks have a chance to beat the Knicks in the next round, Jay?
I just want to see the Bucks take care of the team right in front of them that is up 3-1. And I'm not going to be that disrespectful on national radio, Adam, and just start, you know, penciling in the Bucks. I think they could win 3 games in a row, but they have to go out and do it first.
They absolutely can. Giannis is Embiid's going to be the MVP, but Giannis is the best player in the league, I think.
Agreed. So, we're on the same page.
All right, man. I'll let you go. Appreciate your time. Best to you. And I'll talk to you
soon.
Okay. You got it.
Bye-bye.
Jay Williams here on the Adam Gold Show.